Brad's Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
And I got the sunshine and the blue sky up above. I got the black top under my wheels. And I got big dreams. And I got people that I love. And there ain't nothing wrong.
Who do you love most in your life? I hope you're surrounded by people that you love, because your day will be so much better with people around you that you love to be with. It's a wonderful thing to have people in your life that you love. I'm reading a book called 20,000 Days and Counting by a fellow named Robert Smith. It's dubbed the Crash Course to Mastering Your Life. And he suggests that every day you get a blank piece of paper and title it My Purpose in Life Today. So if you were to, Kenny, take a piece of paper and on the top of it put My Purpose in Life Today, what would you write? How would you approach? He encourages people to write all that you can. Whatever comes into your mind, write it down. So what would you do?
Oh, my purpose today? Yeah. Well, number one would be to do something to make Lisa's life better.
Lisa's the wife.
Yes.
And that's why she loves you, because you are some... I think I'm betting you do that every day.
I do my best to.
Yeah, and that's why you will stay together. As long as you have that spirit, that's perfect. You don't have to go any further than that. I was also... The book has... they're very short chapters and things you can grasp very quickly. That's what I like about books like this. It's a good airplane book. He includes a quote from Charles Dickens in the book. Who doesn't remember Dickens, the British novelist, who said, "A day wasted on others is not wasted on oneself." That isn't food for thought. I don't know what is. Think about that, and think about how you spend your time and what you will do today that is full of purpose. That's a suggestion from this book, 20,000 Days and Counting. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler are here with me. Later on in the hour, we're going to meet Dan Reilly, who is known far and wide as the Inspired Grocer. Somebody who came to me through my friend, the fellow who's known far and wide as the supermarket guru. This fellow is a man who ran Ralph's and Kroger's. And he has a great... This guy was responsible for $50 million in sales every week. How'd you like to have that as your job? Here's my job description. I must make $50 million a week. How about that? You put that up on the board. Talk about starting out your day. So he'll have some words of wisdom, I'm sure, for us. I'm told he's a very inspirational sort of guy. So that'll be cool. Maybe he'll help us do a little better in the supermarket as well. So that's coming up later on in this hour of Good Day. We're all talking a lot about the Supreme Court this week and the fact that they are dealing with the issue of gay marriage. Do you know who's responsible for really moving this along? A lot of you say, oh, it was district attorneys and it was lawyers and yada, yada. No. It was a diminutive 83-year-old woman who got this thing going. Her name is Edith Windsor. She looks, as I see her sitting in a chair, like a very tailored and coiffed woman. She has on, in the picture I'm looking at, a long string of pearls. She has sort of a proper New York City look to her, Roberta. She is from New York City. And she likes to be called Edie, by the way, she's the person who challenges the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, the DOMA Act. The law bans federal recognition and benefits for legally married same-sex couples. She's the one who presented the lawsuit. I don't know what there is in the local media about her, Roberta, but she's quite a character, it would appear. Edith Windsor is suing the federal government because... She lived with Thea Speier for 4.5 decades.
Mm-hmm.
The marriage was recognized as legal in the state of New York.
Right.
But when Ms. Speier died, Windsor had to pay $383,000 in estate taxes because the federal government didn't recognize their marriage. You know what this? You know how angry this makes most people who think about it? We're at war with ourselves. We're at war with the government.
Yep.
We are crazy to put up with this stuff. And yet we do, so they can waste and fritter away trillions and trillions of dollars. And that's why I think this is going to be a great day. Hopefully she'll get, well, it's too late now because the lady she lived with is dead.
Right.
But when you think about what this is all about, Roberta, it just drives you nuts.
Well, you know, there's been a great story in New York. I don't know if you saw it, about a gay man who found a newborn baby in the subway, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years ago.
No, I don't know that.
And, yeah, he was exiting the subway, and he just happened to glance in a corner that most people don't look at, and there was this just newborn just wrapped in, I think, a T-shirt or something.
Wrapped umbilical in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger.
Right, you know, hardly. Yeah. Umbilical cord still attached.
Mm.
So he took a great interest in this baby, a baby boy, and, you know, brought it to the proper authorities, to the hospitals, and then was really concerned about this child and actually, you know, went to court the day that they were going to try to decide what's going to happen to this baby. And this judge, this woman judge, who, in my opinion, was absolutely brilliant, you know, looked at him and said, well, if you're so concerned about this child, do you want to adopt him? And the gay guy who was in a committed relationship with a partner looked at his partner and said, yes. Mm-hmm. And the story came out a couple of weeks ago, you know, about this and how the young man is now a wonderful young man. They didn't show his picture because they wanted to respect his privacy.
Right.
But, you know, how wonderful it was that this young man, this abandoned baby, was able to grow up in this family.
A loving home,
albeit it was two gay guys. But I've always maintained, anybody who opposes this, why don't you go ask the children of gay couples
how they can't be bothered because their own blindness to the reality of what life is really all about keeps them from wanting. They're so prejudiced. They're so steeped in their own stupid views. A lot of people are going to get angry at me for saying that, but that's the way I feel. I think we have so much time and energy wasted in this country on this sort of thing, when 9 times out of 10, people who are in these relationships that are same-sex couples are happier and better at being parents than are those that are of the heterosexual nature that get into fights and get divorced. And it's just
Victoria
has several
friends from same-sex families, and these are wonderful, wonderful kids. And the fact that their parents were same-sex parents had no influence on their own sexuality whatsoever. Most of them are straight kids. Some of them are gay, but most of them are straight.
Yeah.
And they're thrilled that they grew up in these families. Very open-minded kids.
The only the intolerance that's put forth, about the only thing I can say good about Dick Cheney is what he did after recognizing that his daughter was gay.
Mm-hmm.
What he said about, and Portman, the senator from Ohio, just found out the same thing, that his kid is gay.
Mm-hmm.
So he changed his point of view, because how do you, well, at least with these people, their point of view isn't as important as the people in their family, and that says something really good about them, I think.
Right.
I mean, it's so tiresome to listen to this foolishness that comes from these people that are so wrapped around their own ignorance. It just is incredible.
Well, you know, the groups that oppose gay partnerships or gay marriage, as they might call it, or even oppose, let's say, abortion, they don't
want... Why is it any of your business?
Well, the thing is that they don't want abortion to become illegal. They don't want gay marriage to become illegal. The reason why is because they're going to lose their funding. They are able to gain so much money by riling up people in these opinions.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
and these people send them money.
Yeah.
So let's say if abortion suddenly became illegal, they have no rallying point anymore.
Right.
This is this whole thing, you know, people are so easily led. They think that it's about the cause, but a lot of times it's not. It's about the money.
You know what I'll be interested in seeing? I've taken quite a shine to Pope Francis in his early days. I'm quite impressed with him, his attitude, his just demeanor with everybody and the way he approaches things. There's a story floating around today that he's going to stay in the Vatican guest house. He doesn't want to move to the papal apartment. He feels more comfortable in the guest house.
I like this guy.
But I do, too. I like him a lot.
I like this guy.
I hope he does lots for the Catholic Church, and he does lots for the goodness and goodwill of man, because we need somebody like that. A titular head like that would go a long way toward helping what some of the ills are. And I wonder, the Catholic Church, of course, is very opposed to gay marriage and to, I'm opposed to abortion. If it's me and I'm with somebody and that happens and the person is pregnant and the woman's going to make up her own mind. But I would say to her, please, would you consider keeping the baby? And if that wasn't the case, then you do what the woman decides to do. But I would be an advocate for keeping the baby through term and having it adopted. That's just my...
That's your personal opinion, and that's fine. But you're not going to force it on someone.
No, it isn't my business to force it on somebody. My daughter and I would have the entire opposite point of view on it, and that's okay. It doesn't keep me from loving my daughter just because she has a different point of view as I do. But that's just my what I would prefer to see happen under the circumstances.
And what I find dichotomous is that these people who want to legislate these things are the ones who are constantly shouting about no big government. We don't want the government legislating our lives. Yet at the same time,
they want to legislate.
Yeah, it's so contradictory in their viewpoint there.
Roberta and Kenny and Doug on Good Day. Richie's off today and tomorrow. Jennifer will be not back till next week. How about your hair? I want you, Kenny. Kenny's got a good head of hair. Roberta's got a good head of hair. Mm-hmm. A lot of women, though, are joining men when it comes to the thin hair department. Hair that's thin, weak, and tired. If that describes you, whether it's the fact that you're a man or a woman doesn't make any difference, your hair and the problems you're having is a result of the aging follicles in your scalp. There's a new product called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, Provia. It strengthens your hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair. It's like nothing you've ever tried before, and it works for both men and women. If you've suffered with thinning hair for years, now you can join the thousands of people who have started using Provia. It's a serum. It's an all-natural serum, no side effects, very easy for you to use, and it is so simple to get it. You'll be getting compliments everywhere as soon as you start using it. Call this number now and order direct from the manufacturer, 800-525-8319. Money-back guarantee with Provia, 800-525-8319. Order it now. And mention Doug Steffen, you get a free month's supply with your order of Provia, 800-525-8319. Order it risk-free and get a free month's supply. Provia for your hair. You got nothing to lose except your hair. 800-525-8319.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Discover card.
Yes. Hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right. Every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Discover.com. You can discover lots of things. Check out the new crowdfunding portion of the Doug Steffen website at DougSteffen.com. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. 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 Come.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Every hour on the Good Day program, we have a little moment or two devoted to some musical memories. And this is an example of songs that were big back in this era. Actually, these are the top five songs this week in 1982. We start with Air Supply and Sweet Dreams. This was my least favorite of all the Air Supply sugar and pop songs. So we can probably move to number four this week in 1982. I never thought much of this one either. I'm a big Stevie Wonder fan, but this one didn't ever do much for me. What about you, Roberta? You remember this song?
Not really.
That Girl?
No.
All right, let's keep going then. Number three. Now we're getting warm.
Yes.
The Go-Go's, We Got the Beat, was number three during this week in 82. Crank it up, Michael.
Boom, 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 boom.
Alright, so they didn't get any awards for the lyric line to this, but it was a nice catchy little beat. Number two this week in 82.
I remember this.
One of the most popular songs on the so-called oldies stations, Journey and Open Arms. It's not really an oldie. I think it was 80s. Very old. Number one for this week in 1982, Joan Jett. And the Blackhearts. I just got Joan Jett and Pat Benatar confused. I don't know why that was, because they're a lot different looking. Now I've seen Pat Benatar in person. She's much softer looking. Joan Jett, I don't know how you describe her. Kenny, how would you describe Joan Jett?
Tough.
Yeah.
No, you know, I've met her. In fact, I was at an awards ceremony with her several years ago, and she misplaced her pocketbook, and I found it for her.
Oh, really?
And she was really quite sweet. It's just a persona she puts on.
Oh, listen. That made her a couple of bucks here and there.
Yeah.
That was number one, so we can't make that work anymore. 26 after the hour on Good Day. The Ford Motor Company, FOMOCO. Ever see that on there?
FOMOCO.
That's what they it's FOMOCO. Apologizing for a car ad that depicts a Kim, Chloe, and Kourtney Kardashian bound and gagged in the trunk of a Ford.
Oh, dear.
The ad, which had a gloating Paris Hilton in the driver's seat, featured the tagline, "Leave your worries behind with our extra-large boot." Fans were outraged after the poster appeared on the ads of the World website for Ford, prompting the car company to issue an apology. They called the poster contrary to the standards of professionalism and decency with Ford and our ad agency. The company that produced the campaign added the posters were distasteful. So why the heck did you... They were distasteful, but look at all of the attention they have garnered for Ford and for that. You know, you wonder sometimes whether these are really mistakes or was it something that did exactly what they wanted it to do? So now, I wouldn't have seen this ad, but now everybody's talking about Ford and having the... I mean, there are plenty of people who love to see the Kardashians bound and gagged in the trunk of a car.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, let's get serious about it.
Not necessarily bound, but gagged would be a good idea.
Yeah, gagged would be all right, yeah. Stick them in the back of a car, close the trunk. So, I'm not sure that there was... I'm one who gets a little cynical when it comes to stuff like this. I'm thinking this was no accident. But, hey, listen, it's all... What? Who got hurt? No harm, no foul. Isn't that the term that they use? No harm, no foul. Swiss scientists are working on a new smartphone app that works in conjunction with a small implant which will monitor your blood and send you a warning if you're about to have a heart attack.
Huh.
Who's not going to get this that's got high blood pressure, high triglycerides, high cholesterol, right? If you're on blood-thinning medication, this thing is going to... You talk about something that's in the new world order. A smartphone app that works in conjunction with an implant that monitors your blood and sends a warning if you're going to have a heart attack. Check that story out in detail. Happy to provide you with the information. It's all there at DougStefan.com.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer?
Wait,
is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Bah, bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance,
chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Let's make it 33 after the hour at the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with the best stories of the day, aimed at getting you to think and also to talk about what it is that we think is pretty important. Roberta's Queen of Cheap routine is pretty important for you to save money. There's a new concept that isn't doing so well for some stores. The word that's used to describe what goes on in a store when you go in and look at something and then you go home and buy it online. It's called showrooming. So have you ever done this, Roberta?
Yes, I will admit to having done that. Yes, indeed.
Because you buy everything online.
I buy everything. Well, most of my stuff I buy from either Amazon or Overstock.
All right. Kenny, you?
Yeah, I have.
I think everybody has.
All right. Well, it appears that some stores have said enough on this, and they're starting to charge you to look at stuff. I don't know how they're going to get away with this, frankly, because it'll cause a lot of ill will, it would seem to me. And I guess my question would be, so you go into a store and you see something, and you, let's say you go to Macy's and you see something you like and you go home and you order it online at Macy's.com. So how are they losing? Is the problem here that people are looking at things and then they may go direct to the manufacturer to buy them instead of through the retail outlet? Is that what's going on?
Or to Amazon or Overstock.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be price comparing.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
Well,
yeah.
If you go to, let's say you go to Sears and then you go to Macy's. Can you find a lot of the same things in Sears and Macy's? Probably. So you just, but you, so how is that any different than doing this? Well, are they going to charge you? You're going to go walk around or you're going to drive around and look at different stores. If it's an expensive item, like a new television set, you go to Best Buy, you go to Local Guy, wherever you go. What? They're not going to let you do that anymore? Baloney.
But you can do all that online. What? A lot of times when I would go to look at something, is I just want to see what it looks like physically or feel what it feels like physically.
Yeah, right.
You know, but I'll find it sometimes first online.
So would you pay $5 to touch a television set?
No.
Would you pay $10 to go look at a new Kelvinator refrigerator?
No.
Or not Kelvinator, you're only going to get that at Sears. Do they even make Kelvinator anymore?
I have not seen one in a while.
Excuse me.
Well, but apparently this store was a specialty food store that started doing this. And, you know, in a way I could see that because how many times, I mean, I know students do this in New York a lot. And I mean, I'll admit to having done it a couple of times where you go into a specialty food store, especially around lunchtime because they're always giving out free samples of things. So you eat your way through the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that way, and you do wind up not spending anything, but you know, having a little bit of a snack or a little bit of a lunch there.
Yeah,
that's what Saturdays at Costco are for.
Exactly.
There you
exactly.
Go. Right. And that's a family trip.
It's a family trip, right?
So
that's lunch out on a Saturday.
The showrooming story is at DougStephan.com. Now, Roberta, because she's the queen of cheap, is an old-fashioned coupon person. The coupons have surged in popularity, but are they falling out of favor? There are a couple of studies out this week suggesting that the use of coupons are declining significantly in the last year. One of these studies from the coupon industry consulting firm Inmar found that about 3 billion coupons were redeemed last year, a drop of 14% from the 3.5 billion the year before. So what would that be under the circumstances? A lot of what you're promoting here in the Queen of Cheap is all using coupons.
Well, you know, what I'd like to know is whether they're talking about printed paper coupons, you know, the type that you get in your newspaper on a Sunday.
Or something you have on an app.
Or something you have on an app or online coupons. Or some stores have, you know, instant coupons. In other words, if the product is on sale in their circular, you don't have to clip the coupons. They automatically, when you go buy the item, they automatically just, you know, give you the lower price. So I think it's a matter of how the coupons are used. And I think, you know, the manufacturers have to get with it now and realize that people don't want to carry around 100 little tiny slips of paper and have to wade through them. And who has the time to do that anymore?
Yeah.
They have to get with the program with the apps that automatically sort things for you, or the instant coupons, the automatic coupons that, okay, something's on sale, so I don't need that little stupid piece of paper to get it.
Yeah. Experts say that frugality is still in vogue, but shoppers have gotten savvy at saving money, and now they don't need coupons because you can compare so much stuff online.
Right.
A little bit here and a little bit there. Phil Lempert, who's the supermarket guru, says it was like the training wheels teaching people how to save money. Experts like Phil say it's pretty common for coupon use to rise when the economy goes south and start falling when the economy gets better. So in essence, what they're saying is lack of coupon use means the economy is getting better. That's the takeaway from Phil and that conversation. Check out Phil, by the way, the Queen of Cheap, and Phil Lempert are both on the homepage at DougStephan.com. In a moment, we're going to continue this conversation with Dan Riley, who's known far and wide as the Inspired Grocer. You can check him out at theinspiredgrocer.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Longer days and warmer weather means spring is here. That also means it's time for annual spring cleaning. And one product helps do it all. Plan to cover every area of your home, inside and out, efficiently and effectively with the new Arm & Hammer Baking Soda 5-pound resealable bag. With easy-to-store, water-resistant packaging and resealable closure, the new 5-pound bag is the ultimate in cleaning convenience. And each bag includes a scoop, ensuring quick and easy dosing. Best of all, it can be used throughout the entire house, in the kitchen, safely clean food prep areas. freshen upholstery and carpet in the living room and bedrooms, clean bathroom floors, tubs, sinks, and shower curtains. Even use it outside to make lawn furniture and grills look like new with no harsh chemicals. Once you've cleaned with ease, you can enjoy all that spring has to offer. Now available at Walmart in the cleaning aisle. For more, visit armandhammer.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Dan Riley is joining Roberta and Kenny and me. He's known far and wide as the Inspired Grocer. He's got a great website that's obviously inspiring, theinspiredgrocer.com. Former vice president of ops of Ralph's, which was bought out by Kroger's a number of years ago. Ralph's is one of the big, especially in Southern California, or California in general, there's a Ralph's on every corner. I can't go from my house across town without seeing umpteen Ralph's. I remember Johnny Carson used to use Ralph's a lot as a punchline. Remember that, Dan, when Johnny was always happy to take a shot at Ralph's, and Ralph's was happy for the mention, I think, probably, right?
Absolutely. I sure do remember that. I do miss Johnny Carson.
Yeah, I do, too, as a matter of fact, a lot. I like Jay Leno, but the people at NBC aren't too smart about how they do things. They should hire you. You've had all kinds of experiences.
I can't tell jokes like Jay, but what I find a little curious is the fact they're announcing this guy's leaving a year before he leaves.
Yeah, right.
It makes a pretty tough year.
That's a real motivating factor, isn't it? You're fired next year. Right. It's the vice president of operations at Kroger's and Ralph's. How much were you involved in the hiring and firing of people? I guess I ask the question because sometimes you wonder when you go to different supermarkets, the caliber of people who wait on you, whether it's in the aisles, behind the counter, the people who are cash check out at the register, it really differs a lot from store to store, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does. You know, I was involved. You know, Ralph seems to me now that's like a different life, but when I was there, the hiring and firing I was involved with in my whole career, I was involved in many, many different levels. But what you're seeing probably, Doug, is that there's a stark difference in those operators that are non-union versus those that are union. Unfortunately, those operators that are union have some limitations and some obstacles that those that are non-union don't have, and you can actually see that to your point. You can see that when you go into a store. You could almost always tell those stores that are non-union versus those that are union. And here's another curious fact is if you look at every year there's, I don't know what the site is, a survey that does the 100 best companies to work for,
yep.
You'll invariably find 10 or so grocery retailers on there. The one thing they all have in common is that they are non-union shops.
Really? That is pretty interesting. You got to motivate people, pay the same. Delta, for a long time, I think it's still, their pilots are not union, and they've always paid them more than whatever union pilots would be making working, let's say, at American or United, and they just seem to have, sometimes, at least that part of their operation is more pleasant than some of the other parts. So that's an interesting idea and an overview. And somebody like you and me, you've run a big company. I've just had small companies all my life. But I am not, I've belonged to 7 different unions in my life. And I don't know that any of them made my life better, but I had to in order to work at the place where I was working. So that's a very interesting observation, I think. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now, I'm wondering about whether it's harder to do at certain places, certain locations, certain parts of the country, or closer to cities, if you run the risk more of having unions, whereas out in the country you might not.
That's certainly true. And here in Southern California, one of the interesting things that you'll find is that probably 20 years ago, 80% of all food sales in Southern California were done by those companies that had affiliations with union, and actually they had to run under union. Now that has been going away. Sales have been transferring to non-union. We're at a point now where the retail sales in Southern California are probably from a union stores are down to about 40% of business, where it's probably 2 decades ago that they were 80% of business.
Wow.
You're seeing a huge transfer of sales from those union stores to non-union stores. And the reason is fairly simple math, is that if you've got to pay somebody with benefits and retirement and all that goes with a union job, you know, you've got to pay them $25 an hour fully loaded, and they've got to sell milk at the same price. Who can sell milk cheaper, the union shop or the non-union shop? And those folks that understood the restrictions of, or obstacles of union shops exploited it. That's mm-hmm. what's happened in Southern California. It's happened in other parts of the country, too.
Now, we were talking earlier about the showrooming, the whether or not it's good for stores. And I think it makes a difference whether it's maybe it's less than a supermarket. People aren't going to go in and check your oranges out and then go across the street to Vaughn's and check theirs out and see who's got better oranges. But there is a lot to the story about couponing. I don't know if you heard us talking about that or not. Couponing in the sense that it's big when things are slow, and when fewer of them are used, it means the economy's turning around. Did you find that to be the case when you were working at Ralph's?
Yes, I did. I tell you what, it's a bigger, not a bigger story, but a large impact about the couponing is that as a strategy for marketing, a lot of companies use what they call double couponing. And if you've seen over the last 4 or 5 years, these major companies have changed their policies with regard to double couponing, and that has impacted dramatically the coupon redemption because that's what drove it. But that is a very, very costly enterprise when you double a coupon, because what they do is that entire dollar, say it's a dollar coupon that gets doubled, that dollar is taken right off the bottom line of these companies. And you're talking about companies that have margins, you know, when it's all said and done, of 1 to 2%. That dollar per coupon is a lot of money.
But don't people love to be in this kind of a business because it's all cash?
It's cash is traffic. It's cash is traffic.
It really is. Now, you've gone on.
I heard you talking earlier about what you were talking about, showcasing and window shopping. I tell you, people wouldn't think about it, but that is a problem. Not a problem, but it's one of the changing dynamics in grocery retailing, is that you wouldn't think about it, but Amazon is probably, for those grocery retailers, Amazon is probably the looming competitor out there they got to worry about over the next couple of decades.
How do you buy a hamburger from Amazon? Roberta fascinatingly buys everything from Amazon. How the heck are you going to buy a hamburger there?
Well, I buy the vegetarian burgers and vegetarian food from Amazon and the gluten-free products from Amazon.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea that's what they sold.
Well, they sell a ton of gluten-free products.
Really?
Yeah.
So, Dan, this is so that means that these stores, they have all kinds of competition from places like Walmart. I mean, the legitimate grocery stores versus the Walmarts, although Walmart, I guess, now is the largest retailer of food in the country, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. Think about that. Here's a company, Doug, that did not sell one grocery probably in 1978, 79, and now they are the number one grocery retailer in the world.
Yeah, it's amazing. So you're on the circuit now. You talk to groups about your expertise here, or you motivate people. What do you do as you speak around the country?
Well, I've got some ideas about leadership that I'd like to share. Mm-hmm. I've learned a lot of things in grocery retailing. With respect to leadership and management, where the industry is going, and that's what I try to share. One of the things that I learned in grocery retailing, Doug, is that in any job, what you're looking for is discretionary effort, and that's the key. If you can get your workforce to give you that discretionary effort, I have found, and I think this is true, you probably found the same thing, that your employees can get by giving you, you pick a number, say 70-75% of their effort. If you can get those leaders, those bosses, to tap into that and get that discretionary effort, and you can get that from all of your people, that makes a huge difference on the work product and how the company actually performs by getting discretionary effort. And that's one of the things I work at trying to help people get that from employees.
All right. I think that's the people who are running their own businesses need, sometimes they don't want to take the time, but they need to know what the employees are thinking, and they need to deal with employees a la circa 2013. It's not the good old days. I was watching a movie last night. Charlize Theron was working in a coal mine or something, an iron mill, and was really mistreated. Jeremy Renner was in it. It must have been made about 10 years ago. And it just showed how these big companies bully people around. You can't do that anymore. So this is, I'm sure, something that people find very inspirational. Check out Dan Riley's website. It's theinspiredgrocer.com. Dan, thanks for being here and good day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Issue of same-sex marriage front and center this week. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. People have lined up outside the U.S. Supreme Court for a chance to see arguments in person for and against gay marriage. Some of them have been there since last week. The Supreme Court hears 2 cases this week dealing with same-sex marriage. One deals with Proposition 8, the ban on gay marriage in California. The other deals with the Federal Defense of Marriage Act. In addressing California's Prop 8, legal analyst Royal Oak says the court could go in a number of directions with their ruling.
It could issue a narrow ruling that would only impact California, or it could issue a broad decision that conceivably could say that it is a fundamental right under the Equal Protection Clause to have a right to engage in same-sex marriage.
Oaks adds it will be very interesting to see how the Supreme Court rules in light of what has taken place across the country.
The pressure on the court is to respond to the clear wave of public opinion tending to favor same-sex marriage, whereas at the same time, technically, 37 of the states currently ban same-sex marriage.
Meanwhile, a church in North Carolina is putting a stop to straight weddings. Green Street Methodist Reverend Kelly Carpenter says he will not marry anyone until same-sex marriage is recognized in his state.
We have a number of couples in our church that have been together for a long time, and their loving relationships has been an example to all of our members in our congregation.
Reverend Carpenter's church believes same-sex couples should have a right to get married. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you're lost in a lonely
home,
or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food.
Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on! Put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Rough start to the new work week on Wall Street. The Dow fell 64 points yesterday, closing at 14,448. S&P down 5, NASDAQ down 10. Oil prices up $1.10 a barrel, finishing at $94.81. Some news for all of us who travel by air. The FAA could soon loosen the regulations on electronics during takeoffs and landings. Right now, we are required to turn off devices such as Kindles, tablets, iPods. According to a report, changes could be announced by the end of this year. The changes, though, would apparently not affect cell phones, which we would still have to turn off. Health news. Introducing solid food into a baby's diet too early may yield health risks. There's a new study out that finds the vast majority of parents start giving their babies solid food before they're 6 months old. About 40% start doing so before they're 4 months old. The American Academy of Pediatrics says introducing solid food that early boosts a baby's risk of disease, diabetes, and obesity. Closing notes, let's talk about winners, as in the Miami Heat, who may never lose again. 27 straight wins now after crushing the Orlando Magic last night. The Heat now just 6 wins shy of the all-time streak of 33 in a row set by the L.A. Lakers over 3 decades ago. Now let's talk Powerball. This past Saturday night's jackpot was $338 million. One winning ticket sold. We now know it was sold at Eagle Liquors in Passaic, New Jersey. Sam Satie is the owner of that liquor store. He's excited because he's a winner, too. He gets $10,000 for selling the ticket.
This morning is like a dream came true. We always have a dream to sell the biggest ticket we have.
As for the person holding that very valuable Powerball ticket, some advice from the New Jersey Lottery's executive director, Carol Hettinger.
Whoever they are, they should sign the back of that ticket immediately, put it in a safe place. I'd advise them to seek professional advice and take their time to figure out what they're going to do before they come in and claim that ticket.
And now there's word that Mr. Satie, the liquor store owner, knows who won. He says he ran one of his customers' tickets through his machine and confirmed the win. He says the winner is a 44-year-old bodega owner named Pedro Quezada. This has not yet been confirmed, and until it is, I have time to find out if any of my relatives are Quezadas. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're seeking, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fell in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Cincinnati, Ohio, drink responsibly.